WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Friday Night Lights, high school football is back this week as we have BG hosting Afton Harpersville. Of course, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson here once again. Sky, good to be here for this matchup that we think is going to be very competitive tonight between the Hornets and the Bobcats.
Absolutely, and we picked the best night of the week with the warmest weather, beautiful skies tonight. It should be a great night for football.
I was down on the field pregame talking to BG head coach Israel Lormer, and the last thing he said was, what a beautiful night here. Really, the weather could not be any more perfect. It's great.
It's a great night, and we should have a good football game tonight between two teams looking for their first win on the year.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales kickoff show. Excuse me. Of course, Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break everything down here on the Butler Auto kickoff show about BG and Afton Harpersville, what we should expect tonight. So we'll talk about that when we return on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. BG hosting Afton Harpersville here tonight. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you. It's the Butler Auto kickoff show. And of course, you can also listen online. Tell anybody out there, any family or friends that are out of our listening area, that you can listen on WCDOsports.com. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Getting through our starting lineups here for both teams before we pause for the national anthem. Sakai, one thing we were noticing between both teams here is good, healthy numbers for both these programs.
It was the first thing that I noticed when we got here. We were looking at warm-ups. I was looking at the Afton Harpersville side, and I was very impressed. And then I looked at the BG side, also very impressed with the numbers that they have here.
Yeah, this is great to see so many players coming out to be on both of these teams. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, played by the BG Pep Band. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
BG and Afton Harpersville here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. BG is going to be in the home navy blue uniforms, the gray pants. They have the white trim, the navy blue helmet with BG and white lettering across the side. Afton Harpersville is going to be in the navy blue pants, the white tops with the gold trim, the gold numbers. They also have the navy blue helmet with the Hornets logo on the side. And you know, this Afton-Harpersville team has been merged for a number of years now. Good to see good, healthy numbers over there, as we said. BG, I had a chance to come down here, Sky, during the preseason, and to be down on the field while these guys are practicing, a lot of size here, and I think that's one thing that maybe BG has on their side tonight. Good size on the line, good size all over the field, and a lot of healthy numbers.
Yeah, you can definitely notice the size that these players have just looking at them right here in front of us. And I remember you talking about on the preseason show, and even before that when you and I were just talking, and how you talked about how this team's just got that excitement about them this year when they were going into the year, you know. That stuff's great, and especially when you have this kind of numbers, it makes practice fun. It makes you want to get better every day, and I'm very interested to see what the product is on the field tonight.
I think BG, very excited to be hosting this game here tonight. They've had a bear of a schedule, including hosting Tioga last Friday night, so they are ready for another division contest, and I think both of these teams come in thinking, this is our night, we can win, and so I'm really interested to see how that all kind of plays out on the field. If you're Afton Harpersville, they come in off a nice win, 20-12 over Deposit Hancock last week, so they have some momentum. But BG also, you know, they've gone through that tough part of their schedule. They're ready for this game here tonight. Interested to see how it will play out.
And when you play tough teams like Tioga, it gets you kind of that sigh of relief, like, we got through that. We know that, like, that's the cream of the crop. As we know tonight, they're playing Walton in a great division matchup tonight, 2-1 beaten. But when you know you've gotten through that, that sigh of relief where it's like, we've gotten through that stretch of the schedule. Tonight will be a little bit, and it almost you feel like it's easier when you don't have to play that just juggernaut of
yes.
a team, you know, where it's like every guy on the field is just so good at everything.
Well, we've talked about it several times, of course, on our preseason show as well, as Afton Harpersville is going to be receiving here going left to right. When you're in Section 4 and you have Forks and Main Endwell and Tioga, if you're one of the other teams in the division, yes, you're going to give it 100% against those teams, but sometimes they are just at the next level, and that's got to be so hard for some of these teams planning going into those games that it might just not work out for us.
And as we were talking about before the game, I was talking with someone from down that area about Main Endwell and saying even though they were a state championship team last year, they think that they're even better this year.
Amazing.
You know, and
yeah.
we talked about many times about Tioga, how they just reload every year. They lose all these pieces, but they just seem to always have that. And it's tough when that's your division opponent.
Going to be a squib kick to start things off here, and the Hornets are going to fall on it on the 40-yard line. A good bouncing kick is fielded cleanly, and so AH is going to start going left to right on your radio dial at their own 40-yard line. So we'll see how things work out here tonight. Two sides that have been preparing all week for each other, ready to do battle here.
And before we get into this game, I want to talk about that Pep Band. They played an amazing national anthem tonight. I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll be hearing the Pep Band all night here in Bainbridge. It's one of the things that they do so well. What I also love is it's a combination of, you know, athletes and obviously students, but, you know, they come from all over. They might be coming from a golf match today. They're coming right here to the football game to play in the Pep Band. It's just a lot of good camaraderie within this BG student community. First and 10, BG showing some rush, and they're going to bring down Harpersville Afton in the backfield. A 5-yard loss, and that was a great job by BG breaking through there to make that tackle was James Agroyan.
There's that size right there you were talking about the pregame, Nate, with the size being able to put pressure on the quarterback. They came out looking to pass the ball, but BG gave him no time at all.
Three guys broke right through the line, as I said. James Agroyan got a piece of him there and was able to bring him down, so a 5-yard loss for the Hornets. As we are 30 seconds into the first quarter here in Bainbridge, a perfect fall night for high school football. And the shotgun will continue here on a 2nd and 15 for the Afton Harpersville Hornets. Waiting for the snap, dropping back to pass. They're going to throw over the middle. A little slant there is intended for Braden Saddlemeyer, and it's incomplete there. Pass, of course, from QB Braden Sikowski. And so it'll be 3rd and 15 coming up.
Another thing I like here, not to not talk about the game, but cheerleaders, too. It gives me, like, the old feeling
yes.
of when I was playing at the homecoming game for Oneonta, which is tomorrow for them, home against Waverly, the cheerleaders, the Pep Band, all this stuff. It's great.
Yeah, the crowd is great here tonight, and BG is one of those communities we don't see cheerleaders and pep bands as much as we used to anymore. So it's so refreshing to see that. It's going to be a 3rd and 15. Sikowski's going to throw to the outside. Good-looking ball, but it's over the outstretched hands of Nolan Crocker. And so Afton Harpersville showing they're not afraid to go to the air, but they're going to have to punt it away here, it looks like, Scott.
I'd be interested to know, as we talked about before, sometimes teams come out, they script their plays, or they have in their minds the idea of the play that they're going to run. But when you get a sack on first down, you automatically back up those 5 yards. It may already have to make you switch what plays you call. We saw 2 more pass plays, none of them completed. But I'd be curious to see if that was part of the original plan or not.
Looks like Sikowski will be doing the punting duties here for the Hornets. And BG jumped, I think. Let's see who they call it on. As they were anxious, yeah, it's going to be on BG with 11:05 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless so far between the Hornets and Bobcats here tonight on CDO. That's going to march him up 5 yards, but still a 4th and 10 on the Afton-Harpersville 40, so they'll still punt. And Ethan Beams will be standing back at the BG, about the 30-yard line to our right. Good punt here, end over end. Just got over the outstretched hands of the special teams unit. Beams is going to let it go. And the Hornets will down it at about the 25-yard line. That's where we'll get our first look at the BG offense here tonight. So pretty much a 4-and-out there, 3-and-out, I should say, for the Hornets. And BG will come on now with 10:55 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here between the Hornets and the Bobcats.
Credit the Afton-Harpersville punter on that one. BG once again got through, applied a lot of pressure. He got the punt away as quick as he could and took a nice roll for them, backing BG up as far as they could.
Speaking of Afton-Harpersville, we will be seeing them again on Tuesday, but we're going to be seeing the boys' soccer team as they'll be up taking on Unitego Franklin. So that'll be a Tuesday 6:30 kickoff, some more high school soccer on CDO. So here is BG going right to left. A little sweep. They're going to give it to the outside. Tripped up is Beams. Couldn't quite get around the block. And so maybe a yard on the play. Just unfortunate there for Beams. He got tied up. So yep. 2nd and 10 coming up.
Looked like he might have caught the back foot of his own blocker, actually, I think, on that one.
Yeah, he slammed his hand on the ground as if to say, dang, that was my own fault there.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, he wants that one back. So it'll be a 2nd and 10 here, 10.5 to go first quarter. Scoreless between the Hornets and Bobcats. And the ball is on the ground. Beams is going to fall on it. Team's wrestling, scrambling for it here. And let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. It's going to be BG with that ball, so... It was on the turf, but the Bobcats do a good job to fall on it.
Brings up 3rd and 10 for the Bobcats.
So here's a 3rd and 10, and that seems like a long 3rd and 10 for BG, starting on their own 20-yard line here, going right to left. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate Jim's work here on Fridays and Saturdays. And here is 3rd down. They're going to try to throw, rolling out to the outside. Looking for a receiver, passes complete, good for a 1st down, 35-40, still on his feet to the 45, out to the 48, pass was complete, and some extra running there for Noah Patton. Great job there after the completion by Nolan Hawkins.
Great play there, they did a little play action, quarterback boots out to the right, he showed great composure with not rushing the throw and not just being like, I got to get rid of it, I see the guy, took his time, made a good accurate throw, and great run after the catch.
So BG on a 3rd and 10 there, escapes some danger and works their way out towards midfield to the 45-yard line here with 9.5 to go in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap. Man in motion is Beams. They'll hand it off to him. Puts it right in the breadbasket. Good hard running by Beams over the 50 to the 48. Picks up about 7 yards there on that little sweep from right to left.
And the way that play was set up was the lead blocker getting a kick-out block on the end on this side. Great seal block there to give Beams that running lane to pick up that game.
And if you can get Beams to the edge, he's got some real takeaway speed there.
Yeah, I've been able to tell right away. He moves very well as well, side to side.
Beams, one of those guys that's been on varsity for what seems like ever here for the Bobcats. 2nd down, they're going to run it forward. Good for a 1st down into Afton-Harpersville territory across the 45 to the 43. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile here. That's going to be Tony Ladd with a good hard run.
Damon Seymour.
Seymour wearing 42, moves the chains. Good hard running there on a quick handoff for BG.
And I'm looking at the stats that BG provided. Damon Seymour is averaging 5.3 yards a carry.
You can see why right there.
That's,
yes. He just bowled over some guys.
Like a bull in a china shop.
Bull in a china shop. We had fun with that one last week when we had Sydney and Delhi on last Saturday. Delhi pulling away from Sydney in that game, 48-13. Going to be a QB keeper here. Run to the inside to the 40-yard line for Nolan Hawkins. Good for about 4 yards, I would say, for the Bobcats. So second down and about 6 coming up.
And that play right there, he did a turnaround fake toss to Beans. And as a defense, that's tough to guard because you know the speed that he has. Well, we have to protect, we have to play against that, but the quarterback being able to keep it and pick up some yards is nice, too.
7:40 to go, first quarter. Scoreless so far between Afton, Harpersville, and BG. BG with the ball for the first time tonight. They'll hand it off on a second down and 6. There's Beams. Good hard running across the 35 to the 34. Going to be very close to a first down here for the Bobcats. And just that shifty speed there, he's able to kind of dip and dive between the blocks. And so they're going to say 3rd and 1 here, Sky, at the 34-yard line, I would say, for the Bobcats.
I like Seymour right here.
Let's see what they decide to do. They are going to go to Seymour right up the middle. He meets the line pretty hard, but he gets enough for a first down, brought down on the play by the Hornets as they crashed the line. Hunter Smith was there for the tackle, but not before they picked it up.
But give him some credit. He put a nice hit on him, and he's a big guy, so to put a hit like that on him is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was well done by both sides there, but just enough real estate to move the chains for the Bobcats, and they're marching. With 6:50 to go in this first quarter, we're scoreless so far between the Hornets and Bobcats in Bainbridge tonight here on CDO. BG's got a man in motion. They go to Beams, little 360 spin to the outside, makes something out of nothing there. Good for about 3 yards to the left wing side. Ball coming back to the middle here to get spotted. So going to be about a second down and 6 to go, I would say.
About 4 yards in the play.
And so 4 yard pickup there. Going to be a second down here for BG. Play coming in from the sideline. 6:15 to go in a fast moving first quarter. Here we are scoreless between Afton Harpersville and Bainbridge Guilford. And here is Nolan Hawkins. He's in the shotgun. And he's got Tony Ladd in the backfield. They're going to give it to Beams to the outside. Still moving, and he's good for the first down. Gets just enough to get across the 21 to about the 20 and move the chains again for BG. Good running there to get to the outside. It looked like maybe the Hornets were going to close on him, but that little extra burst gets him around the corner. Clock still moving down to about 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless, as we said. Ball on the right hash for the Bobcats on a first down. Deep inside Afton Harpersville territory with BG going right to left. And they try to hand it off here and a fumble, but Beams is able to fall on it in the backfield and a loss on the play. So that's twice now we've seen it on the ground in the early going for BG. They'll have to be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to have any situations where, especially in this situation, we've been moving the ball well. This right here brings us a second down, and we've also gone back. Kills the momentum a little bit. So if you're Harpersville-Afton right now, you're thinking, all right, that gives us a little bit of a break here. Tougher situation for BG and for them, not what you want to have.
Do you find in your coaching and playing experience that those fumbles right there are just you're rushing it too much? Is it nerves, you know, the ball popping out of your hands? What do you think it is?
You know, as a non-quarterback, I can't the exchange between a setter and quarterback is a lot harder than people realize. A lot happens in between that.
Here's a throw for BG. In the meantime, they're going for the end zone. They got it. It's a touchdown to the left corner here as Nolan Hawkins finds Noah Patton, who went up in the sky and grabbed that down, about a 30-yard touchdown pass. That was great.
Yeah, that was an absolutely great pass, great catch right there. They couldn't have drawn that up any better. Here we are talking about they get pushed back on second down. Very next play, airs it out for a touchdown. Great play there by BG.
And a really great catch by Noah Patton in the left corner of the end zone, and he had good coverage on him too.
You couldn't have asked for better coverage if you're Harpersville-Afton, but sometimes you just got to tip your cap and say that was a great play by the receiver, and that's exactly what happened in that situation.
They're going to try to kick the extra point here with Patton, and that is good. And BG gets on the board. They have a 7-0 lead over Afton Harpersville with just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Heck of a first drive there for BG, and they cap it off with a great touchdown catch. And Israel Hormer, head coach, is loving it. We'll be right back on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Ball is on the ground on the kickoff here. Looks like Afton Harpersville was able to fall on it. After that BG touchdown, we had the kickoff. And so the Hornets will have the ball with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. BG leading 7-0. We had an update from Walton and Tioga. Walton took 7.5 minutes on their opening drive, went down, punched it in. They lead Tioga 8-0. So we'll see how that shapes up. That game is at Tioga tonight.
And when you read me that over the break, I was like, that is a brutal first drive for Tioga. To pound the ball down the field like that over and over again, it'll be interesting to see how Tioga responds.
Yeah, we'll see how that game goes, because that is a matchup of two Titans in the division in Class D here tonight out in Tioga. Going to be a handoff on first down and nowhere to go for the Hornets. And that size on the BG line really playing a factor in the early part here as James Hagroian again gets in there for BG.
And you wonder if that also will impact the play calling as the game goes on too. We've seen them put pressure on the quarterback when he drops back to pass, but it wasn't like he had a lot of room to run there either.
Going back to our preseason show when we talked to Coach Lorimer, he said from the last game of last year, these guys were in the weight room the entire year, and this is where it pays off on nights like this. They went the whole offseason lifting, and it really shows, I think, with some of these BG guys. Going to be a second down and about 11 to go here for the Hornets. They're going to hand it off, a run up the middle, and it's a sea there of navy blue and white. Good for maybe 2 yards on the play, I would say, as Nolan Crocker really had nowhere to go. Actually, I think he maybe got 3 yards, because this is about a third down and 8 coming up here for the Hornets.
And I appreciate you giving me a game tonight where the colors aren't exactly the same. The last couple games we've done, it's been way too close for me.
Yeah, we've pretty much just had the opposite colors for all the games that we've done. So we're going to have that again next week when we do Green and Unitego Franklin. So, yeah, we're hoping to do that game next Friday night, a 8-man game over there in Green. Timeout is going to be taken here, so we'll step away with our score. BG 7 and Afton Harpersville nothing. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter on WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3.5 to go in the first quarter here in Bainbridge. We're in a timeout, and Bainbridge has an early 7-0 lead over Afton Harpersville. Heck of a first touchdown for BG as Nolan Hawkins was able to connect for a 30-yard touchdown pass to Noah Patton, who skied up in the air to bring down a beautiful touchdown catch. We have heard that Tioga has already tied it up with Walton at 8-8, so the Tigers, I think, are awake now. So.
Yeah, we just said right after the first announcement, it'll be interesting to see how Tioga responds. Well, it didn't take them long, too, clearly.
The text that I got back on that from our updates was, that was quick. So Tioga answered in typical Tioga fashion. Hornets are going to throw here on third down and short. They get it, and it's going to be very close to a first down. Ball might be on the ground, but either way, it's short of the first down. Damon Seymour with a heck of a tackle right here at midfield, Sky.
Yes, but I want to point something out. The quarterback for Harpersville Afton on that throw actually adjusted his arm angle and threw it sidearm to avoid the defenders coming into pressure him. And you see stuff like that in the NFL. So that was a great play by him to make that throw and catch there.
Yeah, Braden Sikowski, a great three-sport athlete for the Hornets. He does it all. He's a great basketball player. Anytime I'm writing about Afton Harpersville, it seems like he is, somewhere in the top of the stats there. So that's great, and a great throw by him. Going to be a fourth down right at midfield. Not much to go, probably about a yard. The Hornets are trying to get him to jump. They don't, and they're still going to get the first down, a handoff across the 50 and into BG territory at the 45. Crocker with the run there.
Crocker, the carry brought down by...
So move the chains here for the Hornets.
That's enough for Hornets first down.
Think that's much of a gamble there, Sky? Midfield, fourth down, early in the game?
It's early, but they must have seen something that they liked with that play call. That's what you usually do early on in the game, especially middle of the field. You see something, or the guys up above who are watching from a better angle down, go, this is there.
And so here are the Hornets on a first and 10. Under center as they're moved into BG territory for the first time tonight. Pitch to the outside. They're looking to run off the left edge. They got some room to work with. Here going to be a first down. About 11-yard pickup for the Hornets there. Nicely done by Jaden Uribe to the outside. With a minute 55 to go in the first quarter, BG still leading the Hornets by a score of 7-0.
He picked up a couple very nice lead blocks on that, too. And I am seeing that, and I want to point that out because, as we've talked about before, as a running back myself, I always know when they do a great job. But I always know it's the next day on the film.
Right. That's when those little things show up, right?
So, yes.
Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. BG leading 7-0, but the Hornets are driving here on the road in Bainbridge. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the snap. They pitch it to the outside, looking for Crocker. He avoids a tackle, but there's Hagroyan breaking through again. He has been a monster so far tonight for the Bobcats.
Tackle for a loss
there. He is fired up after that play. He has gotten into the Hornets' backfield multiple times tonight, and he has been a problem so far here for the Hornets.
And if the Hornets are going to have success moving the ball, they're going to have to figure out how to stop him because we've said his name numerous times on tackles for a loss already. We're not even through the first quarter.
Yeah, he has been a big part of this BG team. When he came into the district, and he's still just a junior, Coach Lormer said he could be special. He's got all the physical tools. And he's showing it off here so far tonight. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. BG leads Afton Harpersville 7-0. Under the lights tonight in Bainbridge. Run to the inside, bouncing off tackles is Uribe, and he's across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. And that's going to be good for a first down, it looks like. Clock stops momentarily. Now going again with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Could be the last play of this first quarter, and AH is driving. They're across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. And so that's where the Hornets will have the ball. Game clock is down to 15 seconds to go here. They're going to get one last play, it looks like, deep in this first quarter. Direct snap to Crocker to the outside, and BG closes out on him, and the defense was right there. Jose Bavar ripping down Crocker. He had nowhere to go. Huge loss on the play. And that will do it for the first quarter with our score, Bainbridge-Guilford 7, Afton-Harpersville nothing. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter. We got a good one so far here tonight on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
End of the first quarter here in Bainbridge tonight, and BG leads Afton Harpersville 7-0. Out-of-town score to pass along, Walton and Tioga are tied 8-8 after the first quarter. That game is in Tioga tonight, so we'll try to keep you updated on that. And, we're going to have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. We'll see if we can get you some other out-of-town scores. Other games going on tonight. Oxford is at Unitego Franklin. UV is at Green. Norwich is at Johnson City. Windsor is at Maine Endwell. Whitney Point is down in Pennsylvania taking on Montrose. So we'll try to keep an eye on all of those games for you. Good run here as we switch ends of the field for the Hornets on first down as they're deep into BG territory. And a good run there for, boy, I would say that had to be about 7 yards. So across the BG 30 to the 29, going to be a third down coming up here, about a third and 5 or 6 for the Hornets. Got a little bit less on that than I thought. So early second quarter, Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We do have the game audio archive all updated. I went through this week, made sure everything was good on there. So you can always go back and listen to these games free of charge. It's a free download courtesy of SFCU. Going to be a handoff here on third down. Hornets pushing the pile forward, and it's going to be good for an AH first down across the 25 down to about the 20 here for the Hornets. That was Crocker, I believe, on another hard run. Landon Lee with some good blocking on that play for the Hornets. Really nice drive here by Afton Harpersville trying to knot this game up as they trail 7-0 right now early second quarter, Sky.
They've responded very nicely from that first series where they went 3-and-out. They're moving the ball very well right now.
Man in motion is Crocker. A little miscommunication. Crocker gets it at the line. Sweep from left to right. On the right wing, he's going to scoop forward for about maybe 6 or 7 yards. Second down and manageable here, probably about 2nd and 3 or 4 for the Hornets. Deep inside BG territory there in the red zone now.
Second down.
So second down coming up here for the Hornets. Again, we're trying to keep an eye on that Walton and Tioga game. I know a lot of people have questions about that. How's that going to go? One of the first big division matchups between undefeated teams in this 2022 season. Going to be a second down and 4. Hand off at the line. Nope, QB keeper, and BG sniffed it out. Hagroyan was right in there to make the tackle along with Jose Bavar, doing a great job on the line. They were not fooled.
No, they were not. And I don't want to make any assumptions or anything, but I guess, well, I'm about to. Based off the play calling we've seen this series from Harpersville Afton, that first series where they threw 3 times, I'm making a guess that the first play getting sacked, backing them up, made them change their play call with how much they've been running it this time around.
Going to be a 3rd and 5. BG's on defense, Afton Harpersville is going right to left. They pitch to the outside, and Uribe is brought down right at the line by Tony Ladd. So 4th down and about 4 to go here for the Hornets, so a big defensive opportunity coming up here for the Bobcats. 9.5 to go in the second quarter, BG leading 7-0. They had a beautiful touchdown pass from Nolan Hawkins to Noah Patton, about a 30-yard bomb about midway through that first quarter. Now the Hornets trying to answer early in the second. BG leading 7-0, 9 minutes to go in this second frame. Breaking the huddle. Hornets on a 4th down and about 4 to go at the BG 13-yard line. Going right to left. They got a man in motion. It's Crocker. And we're going to have a flag on the play. False start is going to be on the Hornets. Not what you wanted if you're an AH fan. So 8:55 to go in the second quarter. 7-0 lead still for BG over Afton Harpersville. And now, does this change your decision at all, Sky, or are you just too deep in there?
You know, they're still going to go for it because they're not within punting range, of course, being inside their own 20. But play call, absolutely. It's 4th and 9 now as opposed to about 4th and 4. You're going to call a different play, I would assume, in this situation. And that's tough because you've had such a great drive. Now we have a 4th and mid-range. Now it's 4th and long. It changes things.
We'll see. We have seen that the Hornets are not afraid to go to the air. They've shown that on a couple of occasions so far here tonight. They're going to line up under center. One wide receiver split out to the left. One running back in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right. BG sniffing it out. They throw over the middle, incomplete. Great coverage there by BG in the secondary, and breaking through was Caleb Brimmer, putting pressure on the quarterback. He really didn't have any time.
No, and it looked like there was some sort of miscommunication, actually, on the play with the guy that went in motion for Harpersville Afton. I don't know exactly what, but it didn't look like everything was completely in sync. But BG, great I got to give credit to them. Great recovery there, getting the stop, getting the ball back.
8:22 to go in the second quarter. BG holds on defense. They still have a 7-0 lead over Afton Harpersville, and now BG will get the ball back going left to right. They're in the maroon tonight, the navy blue with the gray here. And on first down, Hawkins is going to have to run for his life, has nowhere to go. We got a flag on the play. Came in after the first hit there on Hawkins. Yeah, BG's in the navy blue and the gray tonight. We've seen so much maroon lately, I think it's just ingrained in my head.
I was going to say, I don't see maroon.
Either that or I'm starting to go colorblind here already. So
you can't do that.
No, it's not. Would not be good in this profession, that's for sure. Harper's Latin's in the white tops with the navy blue pants and the gold trim here tonight. And so it's going to be holding against BG.
No, blocking the back,
okay. So that is really going to hurt the Bobcats here. That's going to pin them right up against their own goal line here, Sky, with 8:14 to go second quarter. Bobcats leading 7-0. Ball is, from our angle, looks like about on the BG 8-yard line as they go left to right. So a costly penalty here for the Bobcats.
It'll be interesting to see with the first and long if BG goes back to the air again with that Noah to Noah connection that we saw in the touchdown pass.
Yeah, this is a first down and a country mile here for the BG Bobcats, about a first and 20, I would say. And they're going to try to keep it on the ground to the outside with Ethan Beams. Cuts inside, but really nowhere to go. Good defense there by the Hornets to shut down that outside edge. It's going to be second down and probably about 15 to go. He did pick up 4 or 5 yards there. So a second down and long coming up for the Bobcats here with 7:50 to go in the second quarter, and BG with a early 7-0 lead here over visiting Afton Harpersville. Again, a 30-yard touchdown pass is the difference so far from Nolan Hawkins hooking up with Noah Patton. It's a great catch in the left corner of the end zone. Second down, BG trying to chip away at it. We got another flag coming in from the near side judge, and the run going nowhere there for the Bobcats. Let's see what this call is here. Referee's getting together to talk things over here. Not exactly sure what the call is going to be as there was a big pileup. Yeah, face mask against the Hornets. So a costly penalty here, Sky, for Afton Harpersville.
That's not what they wanted, Nate. They got them backed up. They got a nice stop, second and long, and that right there, that hurts.
You know, the Hornets have such a nice drive. They come up empty there, turnover on downs, deep in BG territory. Then the penalty against BG, you've backed them up quite nicely, and that penalty pretty much bails BG out there. It's going to be a third and about one to go now when they had first and 20. So 7:20 to go here, second quarter. BG 7, Afton Harpersville nothing. And now it looks like we're going to have a timeout, I think.
I think it's still second down. I don't think... Yep, there we go.
Okay, good catch by our color analyst here tonight.
Sometimes I know a thing. Sometimes.
Now we're going to have a timeout taken
See,
by
you
the
do
Bobcats.
It.
Hey,
you
just predicted that. So, just over 7 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll step away. BG 7, Afton Harpersville nothing here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. And just out of the timeout, Damon Seymour with a heck of a run, carrying two or three tacklers off of his shoulders as he plows up to the 49-yard line right at midfield. BG needed a yard, and they picked up about 10 or 11 there.
That was a great run, powerful run, and just kept going.
You can see the energy and the passion here tonight for BG. Things are going their way, and it's almost like a weight has been lifted after off their shoulders, I feel like.
I would agree with that statement completely, and as you said, you can tell the energy and excitement that their coach was talking to you about during the offseason.
Here's Beams, a run to the outside on 1st and 10 right from midfield, runs left edge. Good for about 2 yards, but good tackling by the Hornets on the edge to shut that down. And again, running over there for the Hornets to make that tackle was Hunter Smith, the junior, wearing number 70. He's been everywhere tonight so far for the Hornets. Is that line undersized here against BG, but they've done a nice job. And I've also been impressed with Crocker coming up from the outside to make some to make some plays on the run game as well. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, BG leading 7-0. Going to be a double reverse here. And they're going to hand it back off to the inside. And we got some running room here for BG. To the 30, 25, 20, knocked out of bounds. The reverse works out very nicely for Scott Furnett. I believe that's who was carrying it there. No, excuse me, by Caden Seymour. Seymour carrying that down for the first down before he's knocked out of bounds. I believe the first carry of the night there for the sophomore, Caden Seymour. Really nice run. It looked like he was going to drift to the outside, Sky. Instead, cut it back to the inside, and that was the lane to take.
It was a great cut and great read. As you said, that was the right read to make. Sometimes people just make the assumption, get to the outside, get to the outside. Well, sometimes you go too far, you run out of room.
BG on a 1st and 10 now. They'll look to run it up the middle once again. Bowling over a couple of tacklers with Damon Seymour down to the 10-yard line, and BG is back in business once again here on offense. With 5:40 to go in the second quarter, clock still moving, and a 7-0 lead for the Bobcats over the Hornets here in Bainbridge tonight.
Now, I don't want to bring this up and jinx anything, because we know how that works here in the booth, but they want to protect the ball and clean snaps, clean transition from the center to quarterback. You have another nice drive going. You don't want something like that to mess it up.
BG taking their time. Play comes in. They're in the huddle. Breaking out of the huddle now, coming up to the line. Hawkins barking out signals here. The BG quarterback as they go left to right. Ball is on the Afton-Harpersville 10-yard line. They'll look to hand it off. They go to Beams. Little burst of speed to the outside. Cuts it back in and gets tripped up. Does pick up a couple of yards down to about the 6-yard line, I would say, with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And BG on top 7-0. BG very content here to take their time. As you said, Sky, no need to rush. You got the lead, the clock is on your side, and you can slowly chip away at this if you need to.
I believe, yep, BG kicked off to start the game, too. So
yes.
They'll get the opening kickoff in the second half. So for them, yeah, take your time.
Going to be a handoff up the middle. Good answer here by the Hornets defense. As trying to break through with Damon Seymour, he had nowhere to go. Good job by that line there.
Seymour tries the middle. Gets stacked up by a couple.
Stopped there by Brockton McNaught, I think, was the one who led the charge there for the Hornets. Kind of jamming things up. Braden Saddlemeyer came in there as well from the outside to put a tackle on. We did have word that Tioga's up 16-8 now over Walton in the second quarter. We'll try to keep an eye on that as we come up near halftime. Going to be a third down now for BG. QB keeper for Hawkins. Runs to the outside. He's got some room. Hawkins going for the pylon. Is he in? Yes. Zebra crew raises their hands, and a QB keeper is good with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter for the Bobcats.
He must have just got on that line, Nate. He was running right at the pylon. The defender made the play, but as we know in football, the ball only has to touch the white line, and I think that must have been it because it was definitely not a clear in from this angle. But the official right on that, or the zebra, the man from the zebra crew, as you like to say.
It was a great run there by Hawkins, and as you said, he got just enough to get in, and now he's going to kick the extra point here as BG currently leads 13-0. Kick is up and through the uprights, and it is good. BG leads 14-0 over Afton-Harpersville. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 14-0 lead here for BG over Afton Harpersville, and a great kickoff here. Hornets are going to have to pick this up pretty much at the goal line. They didn't quite know what to do going right to left. A good run back, though, out to the 20, so they salvage it out to about the 22-yard line. Kind of a bizarre play, but good job by the Hornets to make something out of it.
So, as a guy who used to do kick returns once upon a time, I can't make an assumption again, but there was a couple times teams would do that kind of kickoff where they would sit it down, and sometimes you don't want to pick it up right away. You want to actually be there, of course, with your hands able to pick up, but you want to see what's coming at you. That might have been what he did because he picked up a nice game.
So out-of-town scoreboard here, 32-8. Tioga is now ahead of Walton. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Walton fumbled and had an interception, and the Tigers were able to really capitalize on that. Unitego Franklin is ahead 62-20 over Oxford. That game is in the second half because they started at 6 o'clock. So I believe that game is well into the fourth quarter now, and so Unitego doing a good job there tonight against Oxford. Hagroyan jumping in here on first down to bring down Braden Sikowski, who tried to bounce to the outside here for the Hornets. And this BG defense is playing fiercely here tonight with 3:45 to go in the second quarter, BG 14 and AH nothing. Yeah, 6 minutes to go in that Unitego Franklin versus Oxford game here tonight. Good to see Oxford putting some points up on the board, but just too much Unitego Franklin tonight, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like that right now. It sounds like Tioga's woken up after that first drive against Walton, too, but still early in that game, and we'll see how that plays out.
My update from Walton is just basically they're scoring at will, and they're just playing that good. Not that Walton is playing poorly, just that Tioga is playing that well. A run to the outside for Nolan Crocker here for AH. Good for maybe a yard or two. Again, BG putting the clamps on defense, so a third down and about seven to go for the Hornets. They are going right to left on your radio dial. Ball is at about the 25-yard line here as they look to work their way out towards midfield.
I'm just looking around, Nate. We got a great crowd here
tonight.
Great crowd,
yes. The far side, of course, where the visitors sit, has a nice crowd, but this BG crowd has really settled in here tonight. Like you said earlier, perfect night for football, so everybody's happy to come out, bundle up a little bit, but it's not that cold. So a handoff on third down, nowhere to go for the Hornets, buried in a wall of navy blue and gray. Hagroyan was right there, as well as Sam Frenette on the tackle. And going to be a timeout here for BG. They want to talk things over with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. BG leads 14-0 over Afton Harpersville here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 14-0 lead for BG over Afton Harpersville. Why do you think BG took this time out here, Sky? Was it just to say, hey, no funny business on fourth down. We got to take care of business and use the clock wisely here.
I actually think this because they wanted to stop the clock at 2:30, get the ball back, and go down and score once again before halftime, especially because they're getting the ball back to start the second half. You could go up three scores in this half and then possibly four to start the second half.
Good punt here by Afton Harpersville. End over end. Bounces at the 50. Beams is going to run onto it here. And he's into Afton Harpersville territory to the 45, to the 44. Read that nicely and had a good full head of steam, but good job by the Hornets there to make sure he couldn't get down that left sideline. So BG's got lots of time here, Sky. 2:18 to go, second quarter, going left to right. They're going to be in Afton Harpersville territory starting at about the 45-yard line. So a lot of time to work with, but you can't play around with it too much here.
No, you want to make good decisions, because if you make a mistake here to end the half, you could give the ball back to Harpersville Afton, and they could go down and score it and switch the momentum completely.
And so we'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scores for you. We'll have more during our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, which is coming up in just a little bit. Also had some delicious Gavin's Pizza before we came on the air here tonight. Said to Mike Gavin, I'm having a snack from the snack bar here before the game. Got me fueled up. Gavin's Pizza, a good sponsor from right down the road in Sydney. Good run by Beams across the 40 to about the 37-yard line here. As we hit 2 minutes to go in the second quarter and a 14-0 lead for BG. That clock continuing to run, though, so BG's going to have to be aware. Ball at the 36-yard line. A fast-moving first half here as BG leads 14-0.
This half has really gone pretty quick.
Yeah, it really has. You know, a lot of plays on the ground and not a lot of mistakes, not a lot of penalties. Hand off up the middle here for BG. Ball's on the turf. Scooped up, though, by Beams. Beams running forward, and it's going to be positive yardage out of a broken play for BG with a buck and a half to go. Unbelievable.
That's lucky right there. I mean, wow.
I mean, that ball was completely up for grabs. It looked like the Hornets were going to have it, and Beams had a gift go right to him, and I would say he picked up another 7 or 8 yards on that.
Sometimes it just ball bounces your way, and there you go.
Sometimes it's your night, and the Hornets have to be shaking their head like, how did we not come up with that? 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. BG breaks the huddle. Ball is on at the 20-yard line as they go left to right. They're deep in Hornets territory. They got a man in motion. They fake the sweep. No, they don't. And the Hornets weren't fooled by that. Breaking into the backfield. A good tackle here by the Hornets, but we do have a flag on the play. Clock is stopped with 1:06 to go in the second quarter. Loss of probably 5 on the play, and the tackle there by Devin Rao for the Hornets. What's our call going to be here?
I think this is going to be on BG, actually. I think downfield, blocking.
And so we'll see what the discussion comes here from the officials. Could it be something downfield? Could it have been a horse collar tackle, something along those lines?
I do believe it was something that was happening downfield. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I don't know for sure, but I believe that's what it was.
Officials have been getting together for quite a while here. Now they're going to break. We'll see what our call is. Again, 1:06 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 14-0. Going to go against BG for holding. And so that's going to back them up. So that goes against BG, backing them up to about the 36-yard line here. Just over a minute to go in the second quarter, and a 14-0 lead for the Bobcats. They are going to get the ball to start the second half, but boy, if you're a Bobcats fan, you want to see them cash in here.
Yeah, and that holding penalty certainly doesn't help. Not only does it push you back, of course, but it makes it even that much further for you to pick up the first down. So it'll be interesting to see, but we have seen them have success throwing the ball, so it'll be interesting to see if they go back to that.
Yeah, about a first and 25 here. Hawkins is going to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver down there and almost brought down by the same man, Noah Patton, who hauled in that touchdown earlier, off his hands with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. And an incomplete pass going to be second down and 25 to go here.
You can see there's that trust between the quarterback and that receiver, because you could tell right there, he's like, I know he's over there. I'm throwing it in his area. Good things are going to happen.
Yeah, let him go get it. And it was a well-placed ball. It looked like for a second that the Hornets were going to have a pretty good read on it, but it really, at the end of the day, was Patton with the best opportunity to catch that ball. Got an equipment timeout here. One of the BG linemen is going to have to come off here. It looks like maybe some sort of a helmet problem, so they do get a sub in for him with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now he's going to actually have to go over and talk to the trainer here, it looks like. Either way, we're going to be able to finish up this second quarter. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. Actually, to the right here as BG goes left to right on your radio dial. They're going to dump it off to the outside, and there is nowhere to go here on second down and long. Ladd tried to turn the corner, and that clock is still moving with 30 seconds to go here. BG, no sign of a timeout or anything. They're going to try to have one last play here, and they're going to have to go to the end zone.
I actually like that play call. They ran a screen pass, which is not something that's expected. They just missed that one important block that would have given him that entire lane.
Timeout is taken here by BG. They weren't going to be able to get that playoff. 17 seconds to go in the second quarter, and we'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss this last play of the second quarter. It's 14 to nothing for Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Afton-Harpersville. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes here. So now BG has no more timeouts here. And, you know, Sky, 17 seconds left. Do you try to get cute here, or are you just going for the end zone on third and long?
You know, it's a tough situation to be in because the first down is so far away to where, you know, you could make a case for let's get a quick play, try and get something out towards the sideline because it is only third down, so it's not fourth and, you know, basically, you know, a goal. So you could try and maybe get something going out to the sideline, not make it as far or as deep of a pass, you know, to finish the half. But it'll be interesting to see what they do, because if you do that, you have to get out of bounds.
Exactly.
With no
yes.
timeout.
And you see that all the time. They run a play. The guy can't get to the outside.
Shout out to the Buffalo Bills.
I was just saying. You know, the Bills, Isaiah McKenzie couldn't get out of bounds the other day, and they couldn't get that spike off. Similar situation here. BG's going to have to throw. Harpersville Afton brings the rush. BG throws to the outside. It's incomplete. Intended receiver on the right side was Noah Patton. 12 seconds left, fourth down. You've set yourself up here to have a chance at the end zone. But if the Hornets bring the house again, the line's really going to have to hold up.
And it looks like the ball was about to the 20-yard line, so it looks like they were going to go with that quick out pass. There was pressure, of course, but it looked like that's where they wanted to go, get from the 20-yard line in, a little bit closer of an opportunity.
So now we'll see what the Bobcats come up with. Ball at the Hornets 35. That's where they're going to have to go from with 12 seconds to go in the second quarter, a 14-0 lead here for BG. And they're going to try to hand it off up the middle. Ladd bowling his way forward, and he's not going to get the first down, so 4 seconds left. And so it'll be a turnover on downs, and the Hornets can get one play in here before we head to the locker room here for the halftime break.
Air it out.
I was hoping we would see, something there, but BG decides to play it safe and say, hey.
Oh, I'm not talking about BG. I'm talking about Harpersville.
No,
Harpersville. Right now. I just.
Hey, you never know. Let's see what they decide to do. It does look like they're going to just set up to head to the locker room here. Yeah, it looks like could just see a knee here, and that's what it'll be. So that'll do it. First half, Bainbridge-Guilford 14, Afton-Harpersville nothing. Sky and I will break it all down when we come back. Good opening half here for the Bobcats. We'll get you a scoring summary as well when we come back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.